Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Me the Sandman.
If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description.
And now on with the memes. Number one, single women are more vindictive and mean towards ugly men, after being turned on by the attractive men that they actually want to reject them. But women better be careful though, because as they insult the unattractive men, those guys eventually take the red or black pill and walk away from women entirely. Then women lose access to their friend zone simps, so women then start taking out their hostility on their coworkers and society in general. The more toxic they become, the more men want to avoid them, and the more they become toxic. It's a vicious cycle. Moving on, it looks like art doesn't imitate life, in the new Lara Croft Tomb Raider cartoon show, here with the voice actress standing next to the animated character. I'm not a simp, but Hayley Atwell sure looks hot, or used to look hot as she's clearly post-wall. I'm also surprised that the animated character's face doesn't look more masculine. Also, the photo on the right has been enhanced to make her jugs look even bigger. Here's the actual image, but I don't see that much of a difference. Number 3, Adam asks, what's the worst career advice you've ever received? Monica Lewinsky says, an internship at the White House, which would be amazing on your resume. It would have been if she hadn't blown it, both literally and figuratively. All she had to do was keep her mouth shut, no pun intended, and she would have done just fine. Instead, she paraded around her blue dress with Slick Willie's jizz stains all over it. But she should have just been happy being Bill Clinton's cigar warmer, but she wanted more. Up next, according to the Daily Mail in Australia, there's an astonishing link between having COVIDs and heart attacks. As more young women suffer heart attacks, doctors close in on the cause. Yes, they're closing in on the cause that conspiracy theorists knew about 3 years ago. These doctors probably knew the cause back in 2022, but didn't want to say anything, or they might have lost their license to practice medicine, which would have been taken away. It's a real Scooby-Doo mystery. Glad I didn't take it. Number 5, you think that she's squeezing you because she loves you. Actually, she's squeezing you because she's planning on consuming your attention, money, resources, and anything else she can get, and your love for her blinds you of that reality. You're not lucky to be with her. Remember, you're the prize and she's lucky to be with you. Never forget that. Moving on, the director of iRobot slams Elon Musk, claiming that he's plagiarizing his work, and the internet agrees. No, it doesn't. That robot on the right looks more like one of the members of Daft Punk. The creators of Blade Runner 2049 also claim he stole their car design. They're only going after him because he was supporting Trump, though. Why didn't the iRobot director say anything when this robot came out? Its creators even had the robot on screen with Will Smith, who was also in the iRobot film. Number 7, nothing exemplifies American feminism more than a woman worth almost $1 billion, claiming that the patriarchy keeps crushing her neck. She wants the patriarchy to die. Who believes this sort of nonsense anymore except the simps? Sean Penn and Guy Ritchie were also glad to get away from her, no doubt. The only thing that crushed her in her neck is the wall. Madonna is the poster child for money-induced psychosis. Up next, I had to look this up, but apparently in Tennessee, if a woman claims you're the kid's father and you contest it, then the court will order a DNA test before forcing you to pay child support. Every state needs this, but it won't happen because it'll force the state to pay for the bills of single mothers instead of the guys that were cucked. Women are going to have to think twice about who they get pregnant by. Finally, some accountability for the women out there. Number 9, this woman wants to make lesbians women again. Probably pissed that trans women are coming in and taking all of her matches. I miss the good old days when you just had regular gay people and now it's evolved into something that looks like straight sex with some extra steps. And lesbians actually fall for it. I spoke to a German trans maxer incel and he became a she and was then able to get a girlfriend. So it does work to get a relationship if you're an XY lesbian. Moving on, what do you guys think about the 37-year-old Hillary Duff here? She should be post-wall, but she looks like a 4 that turns into a 10 when you drink Duff beer. Looks like you can bounce quarters off her hindquarters, if you know what I mean. It's a real shame what she did to her face, though. And that's her body after having 4 children. It probably pisses off the feminists out there that she looks this good. Number 11, a trans 18-year-old attempts surgery on himself due to a lack of access. Hopefully he didn't do something with a blowtorch and a pair of pliers. This sounds like a liberal horror movie to me. But seriously, what could possibly go wrong? If he had died, someone probably would have said the problem solved itself and that this individual's well on the road to winning the Darwin Award for 2024. It was a top surgery in case you were wondering. Up next is a woman that'll never forget the boy from her high school chemistry class that told her that she would never work for NASA and laughed at her. That was the day she decided to do adult spicy content. She sure showed him. This is like intentionally shooting yourself in the foot because someone told you that you don't know how to use your boomstick. She's probably just saying it's his fault because she can't take accountability for being a whore. She probably never even took chemistry class. Number 13, when did Hollywoke begin to hate beauty? When it was taken over by woke activists and more women filled the ranks that don't want men watching movies. Instead, they want men giving real women attention. Most of us would take the random Midwest minimum wage cashier, and that's the point. Women will never win the battle because we have old movies and mediums to go back to until they start using AI to make all the women in our older movies ugly as well. I better shut up as I'm giving them some good ideas here. Moving on, this woman claims that she's been single for 6 years, but she's too hot to date and men are scared off by her good looks. She sure looks great and probably has an attitude problem as big as her boobies. I'll choose the bear instead of her. Most men are scared off by her because they don't want to die. You can see that psycho look in her eyes. A lot of men will sleep with her, but the men that she really wants won't date her and give her a relationship or commitment. Notice that she didn't say she didn't have sex over the last 6 years or so. Number 15, this woman says, guess which two got refused to ride a roller coaster because they couldn't make it size inclusive. They didn't let her ride not for the sake of her own safety, but because of the safety of the neighboring businesses. They need to put up a sign that says you must be this thin to ride this ride at the entrance. Not to worry though, lady, the Rooster roller coaster is still open and you can ride as many men as you want there. Just don't expect any of them to commit to you. Up next, this couple have an open marriage, but one of his wife's partners moved into their house without his permission, and he's now wondering how to tell her that this is not okay. He better hurry though, because her next step is to kick him out of their house while getting the court to force him to continue to pay the mortgage somehow. This is the average marriage in 2024. You know, it's probably his destiny to live in Cucktopia. And as the king of Cucktopia, here is his throne. Number 17, skin is beautiful no matter what. This is a post about body positivity. For a moment there, I thought it was some sort of weird sculpture, but holy cow, she's got more tires on her than the Michelin Man. Then again, I also thought it could be someone cosplaying Patrick from SpongeBob SquarePants. That's definitely what she should do for Halloween. Moving on, a woman abandons her car after getting stuck reversing it out of the parking lot. This is genuinely impressive because how does someone even do something like this? This woman did the impossible parking job and she doesn't know how to undo it. I feel sorry for that poor Polish guy that's gotta solve this problem. It also kind of reminds me of that scene from Austin Powers where he gets this cart stuck in the hallway. The job here is that it's impossible. Number 19, this student accidentally receives nearly $1 million in her bank account and decides to spend it all. This is what would happen if we were to pay out reparations for slavery. Not only would it not solve anything, but it would also create massive amounts of inflation. If I were to get this much money accidentally, I'd transfer it into a crypto exchange and buy Bitcoin. Buy $1 million worth of Bitcoin and leave, never to come back. And if they ask where the money is, I'll say, I lost it in a boating accident. The racial victim blaming has gotten completely out of hand. Up next, this guy has the most brutal case of one-itis ever. It's been 20 years and he still loves her, even though he's married, and so is she. Her feelings are just like his, but she's got kids now. He's probably the highest quality man that she's ever been with. For him, she was probably her first love as well. The truth is that after 20 years, they aren't even the same people anymore. I couldn't imagine going back to one of my exes from my 20s. I've grown and matured and they've stayed the same. They chose the easy path in life. Number 21, this woman says that a sleep divorce cost her marriage after they started sleeping separately. She wanted to sleep alone and this led her husband to have an affair, and it wrecked their marriage. What's the point of living with a woman like that? Separate bedrooms and bathrooms. You essentially have a roommate. If I ever get into another relationship, which I won't, I'd live apart. That was the only time my relationships ever worked for me. Moving on, here's J-Lo in her 50s without any filters to fix her face. Isn't that a face that you want to sleep next to? Diddy, Ben Affleck, and Mark Anthony did, and she looks like she scared them the hell out of there. Good luck. Not to her, but the next sucker. Number 23, Colin Farrell is being criticized for wearing a fat suit in his role as the Penguin, with fans saying that only fat actors should be allowed to play fat people. They're calling it cultural appropriation. I don't see how being fat is now considered a culture. Translation, fat people wanted the job, but no one would hire one of them, so they're now trying to make themselves out to be the victims. No one cared when Danny DeVito wore fat prosthetics to be the Penguin. Our world has gone completely insane. Up next, here's a picture of the man that women keep picking. Push harder. You're stronger and independent and can do anything a man can. Behind every great pusher is a good steering man. The funniest part is that it looks like he's slamming down on the brakes. It's also unbelievable that she made him put his upper body out the window to get in the rain. What a heartless whammy. Number 25 and the last one, if you don't understand this costume, then we can't be friends. Finkel is Einhorn and Einhorn is Finkel. This costume isn't complete without a phone in one of those pockets playing the crying game music. The casting director for Ace Ventura probably picked Sean Young from Blade Runner because of her square jaw and masculine frame and voice. Remember, laces out. Alrighty then. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.